Hey, everyone. Welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer. I am your host, Transfer Man. And today we are talking about something a little different, but super important. You. You are the star of today's show, specifically personality. And we're going to talk about personality inventories, learning styles, all the tools that you can use to figure out who you are, what you want, and how to fit your future major and college into your unique self. You should always do it that way, fitting the job to who you are rather than the other way around. And you know what's funny? One time I took a Lucier color test where you pick shapes and colors. And at the end of that test, it gave me my exact Myers-Briggs type results. How crazy is it that? It had no words, just pictures. And by picking those, it knew basically that I was an ENFP. I thought it was crazy. So even what you like can be part of your personality, which reminds me of a dad joke. You know that some people like elevators and some like escalators. Really depends on how they were raised. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much for indulging me in a great dad joke. So let's talk about why personality matters. And I want to start with a little story. So one day in the summer, I took a job doing data entry. It was a newspaper, and I was doing the starts and stops of the paper. That was back when they had paper boys that delivered the physical paper. And I would take these little green slips, and I would enter the data, which would then be sent to the paper boys to start or stop the paper. So if someone were going out on vacation, it would stop the delivery, right? Or it would start up the new delivery. Wonderful company, great company, but the job itself, oh my goodness, I couldn't stand data entry. I hated every minute of it because it was just not in my personality to sit in a cubicle by myself and type all day long. The next summer, I was a swim coach and I didn't get paid nearly as much. You know, and that was really the problem of that first job was that I was getting paid double minimum wage, right? So I couldn't leave it. But the next summer when I was a swim coach, I wasn't making nearly as much money, but I loved it because it fit me. And that experience taught me something huge. It's not just about the paycheck. It's about fit. Who you are should really guide your work, your major, your college experience. All right, so let's talk about personality inventories that you can try. Your career center likely has free assessments or very low-cost assessments, and this is totally worth it because you're going to be able to see yourself in a new light. Some really popular ones include the Myers-Briggs, also known as the MBTI, which identifies your one of 16 types, right? INFJ, ESTP, etc. The True Colors is really quick. It's kind of a version of MBTI. It's simple four-color framework. You can see your traits. Really helpful. Strong Interest Inventory. The Strong Interest Inventory has been around for a long time, and it matches your interests to potential careers. I think it's super helpful. And the Ryasek or the Holland Codes. This comes from John Holland, who's kind of one of the founders of career counseling. And there are six work personality types: realistic, investigative, artistic, social, enterprising, and conventional. And if you have two of those that match whatever career you're in, you have a really high chance of staying in that career. So it's very indicative of job satisfaction, right? So if you're unsure about your future major or career, this is a great starting point. If you've already have an idea, it's really an affirmation of what you know. So that could be a really, you know, great thing as well. If you've always thought you wanted to be a nurse and you take some of these inventories, it might totally align with what you have already thought. And that's a good thing. Thank you. All right, the other piece that I want to talk about is learning styles, and this is how you learn. To be honest with you, Transfer Cats, I didn't figure out my own learning style until graduate school. In fact, beyond that. Once I did, my study habits changed dramatically. So I got better grades in my master's program that I did in my undergrad, definitely. And even better when I started going to law school, because I was studying in a way that matched how my brain works. So check your Career Center for learning styles inventories. Also, your community college may have a career and life planning course. I highly recommend it. I know the one that we teach at my college is UC and Cal State transferable. So if you're looking for three units, sometimes schools offer them as two or one. But I think this is another great opportunity for you to find out how you learn. And it's really going to pay off when you're in your upper division coursework. So there's three main types of learners. And by the way, we all learn all three ways, but we may have a preference, right? And that's what personality is all about. None of these are going to tell you what you have to do. None of these are going to tell you that this is the only way you do things. These are going to tell you that your preference is this. So leaning into that can really help. Auditory learners learn best by listening. Some study tips are reading notes aloud, using mnemonic songs, explaining concepts to a friend. I used mnemonics in law school to memorize cases and dates and numbers. It was awesome. I really fell in love with memory. There was a book called The Memory Book with Harry Lorraine and Jerry Lucas. I read that when I was a kid, and then I've really gotten into it, you know, over the years. There's mnemonic ways to remember things that are super helpful, and they stick for a long time. Visual learners learn best with images and diagrams. Study tips include color-coded notes, charts, flashcards, or mind maps. This is really powerful as well. And kinesthetic, you know, when I teach my classes, I always try to get people to act things out and move as well. Study tips include building models, acting things out, walking around while reviewing materials. If you run, you know, record yourself speaking the terms or whatever you have to memorize and listen to it as you run. Now you're combining different learning styles, right? So again, I did not know this about myself until I found myself doing it and being successful. So it was trial and error. I wish I would have known this much earlier. Another thing I'd like to recommend is work value scales. So another tool that's really kind of cool is the work value scales. These help you figure out what's important to you in a job, like having a certain amount of autonomy, doing what you want versus structure, helping others versus making money, creative freedom versus routine. So knowing what you prefer and what you value is really going to help you in finding your majors, your internships, your careers, things that fit you and your values. All right, let's put it all together, Transfer Cats. When you combine personality inventories, learning styles, and work values scales, it's like looking at yourself from multiple angles. You're going to understand who you are academically, socially, emotionally, which will guide your transfer journey and really help you thrive. All right, that's it for today. Have fun figuring out the puzzle of you. It's a great puzzle to figure out, right? Your unique mix of personality, learning style, and values isn't just interesting. It's your secret advantage for finding the right college, the right major, and ultimately the right career. Join me next time on 30 Days to Transfer, and we are going to dive in. Well, you'll have to tune in to find out. I'll tell you tomorrow. Can't wait to see you. Have a great day and transfer on.